First Samuel 26 through 28. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not keeping himself hidden on the hill of Hakalah, which is opposite Jeshimon?" So Saul set out and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, taking with him 3,000 chosen men of Israel, to search for David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul camped on the hill of Hakalah, which is opposite Jeshimon, beside the road, and David was staying in the wilderness. When he saw that Saul had come after him into the wilderness, David sent out spies, and he learned that Saul was definitely coming. David then set out and came to the place where Saul had camped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army. And Saul was lying in the circle of the camp, and the people were camped around him. Then David said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, saying, "Who will go down with me to Saul in the camp?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with you." So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping inside the circle of the camp with his spear stuck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the people were lying around him. Then Abishai said to David, "Today God has handed your enemy over to you. Now then, please let me pin him with the spear to the ground with one thrust, and I will not do it to him a second time." But David said to Abishai, "Do not kill him, for who can reach out with his hand against the Lord's anointed and remain innocent?" David also said, "As the Lord lives, the Lord will certainly strike him, or his day will come that he dies, or he will go down in battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I would reach out with my hand against the Lord's anointed. But now please take the spear that is at his head and the jug of water, and let's go." So David took the spear and the jug of water that were at Saul's head, and they left, and no one saw or knew about it, nor did anyone awaken, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Then David crossed over to the other side and stood on the top of the mountain at a distance, with a large area between them. And David called to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, "Will you not answer, Abner?" Then Abner replied, "Who are you who calls to the king?" So David said to Abner, "Are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came to kill the king your lord. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, all of you undoubtedly must die, because you did not guard your lord, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the jug of water that was at his head." Then Saul recognized David's voice, and said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" And David said, "It is my voice, my lord the king." He also said, "Why then is my lord pursuing his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in my hand? Now then, please let my lord the king listen to the words of his servant. If the Lord has incited you against me, may he accept an offering. But if it is people, cursed are they before the Lord, because they have driven me out today so that I would have no share in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, 'Go serve other gods.' Now then, do not let my blood fall to the ground far from the presence of the Lord, for the king of Israel has come out to search for a single flea, just as one hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will not harm you again, since my life was precious in your sight this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have made a very great mistake." David replied, "Behold, the spear of the king. Now have one of the young men come over and take it, and the Lord will repay each man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord handed you over to me today, but I refused to reach out with my hand against the Lord's anointed. Therefore, just as your life was highly valued in my sight this day, so may my life be highly valued in the sight of the Lord, and may he rescue me from all distress." Then Saul said to David, "Blessed are you, my son David. You will accomplish much and assuredly prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Then David said to himself, Now I will perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to safely escape into the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of searching for me any more in all the territory of Israel, and I will escape from his hand. So David set out and went over, he and 600 men who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maoch, the king of Gath. And David lived with Achish in Gath, he and his men, each with his own household, David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. Now it was reported to Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he no longer searched for him. Then David said to Achish, If now I have found favor in your sight, have them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, so that I may live there. For why should your servant live in the royal city with you? So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. The number of days that David lived in the country of the Philistines was 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and attacked the Geshurites, the Gerzites, and the Amalekites, for they were the inhabitants of the land from ancient times. As you come to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt, David attacked the land and did not leave a man or woman alive, and he took sheep, the cattle, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing. Then he returned and came to Achish. Now Achish said, Where did you carry out an attack today? And David said, Against the Negev of Judah, against the Negev of the Jerahmeelites, and against the Negev of the Kenites. And David did not leave a man or woman alive to bring to Gath, saying, Otherwise they will tell about us, saying, This is what David has done. And this has been his practice all the time that he lived in the country of the Philistines. So Achish believed David, saying, He has undoubtedly made himself repulsive among his people Israel. Therefore he will become my servant forever. Now it came about in those days that the Philistines gathered their armed camps for war, to fight against Israel. And Achish said to David, Know for certain that you will go out with me in the camp, you and your men. David said to Achish, Very well, you will learn what your servant can do. So Achish said to David, Then I will assuredly make you my bodyguard for life. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had mourned him and buried him in Ramah, his own city. And Saul had removed the mediums and spiritists from the land. So the Philistines assembled and came and camped in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together. And they camped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the camp of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. So Saul inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him, either in dreams, or by the Urim, or by the prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, Find for me a woman who is a medium, so that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, Behold, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. Then Saul disguised himself by putting on different clothes, and went, he and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, Consult the spirit for me, please, and bring up for me the one whom I shall name for you. But the woman said to him, Behold, you know what Saul has done, that he has eliminated the mediums and the spiritists from the land. Why are you then setting a trap for my life, to bring about my death? So Saul swore an oath to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Then the woman said, Whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, Bring up Samuel for me. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. But the king said to her, Do not be afraid. But what do you see? And the woman said to Saul, I see a divine being coming up from the earth. He said to her, How does he appear? And she said, An old man is coming up, and he is wrapped in a robe. Then Saul knew that it was Samuel, And he bowed with his face to the ground and paid homage. And Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul replied, "I am very distressed, for the Philistines are waging war against me, and God has abandoned me and no longer answers me, either through prophets or in dreams. Therefore I have called you, so that you may let me know what I should do." Samuel said, "But why ask me, since the Lord has abandoned you and has become your enemy? And the Lord has done just as he spoke through me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom from your hand and given it to your neighbor, to David. Just as you did not obey the Lord and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, so the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Furthermore, the Lord will also hand Israel along with you over to the Philistines. So tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Indeed, the Lord will hand the army of Israel over to the Philistines." Then Saul immediately fell full length to the ground, and was very afraid because of Samuel's words. There was no strength in him either, because he had eaten no food all day and all night. The woman came to Saul, and saw that he was utterly horrified, and she said to him, "Behold, your servant has obeyed you, and I have taken my life in my hand, and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. So now you too, please listen to the voice of your servant, and let me serve you a piece of bread, and eat it, so that you will have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." However, his servants together with the woman urged him, and he listened to them. So he got up from the floor and sat on the bed. Now the woman had a fattened calf in the house, and she quickly slaughtered it. Then she took flour, kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread from it. She then served it to Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they got up and left that night. Luke 4. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I will give it to whomever I want. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be yours." Jesus replied to him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And he brought him into Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will lift you up, so that you do not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been stated, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And so when the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding region. And he began teaching in their synagogues, and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath, and stood up to read. And the scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him, and he unrolled the scroll, and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all the people in the synagogue were intently directed at him. Now he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all the people were speaking well of him, and admiring the gracious words which were coming from his lips. And yet they were saying, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said to them, No doubt you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. All the miracles that we heard were done in Capernaum. Do here in your hometown as well. But he said, truly I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown. But I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a severe famine came over all the land, and yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many with leprosy in Israel at the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things. And they got up and drove him out of the city, and brought him to the crest of the hill on which their city had been built, so that they could throw him down from the cliff. But he passed through their midst, and went on his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were amazed at his teaching, because his message was delivered with authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Leave us alone. What business do you have with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst of the people, it came out of him without doing him any harm. And amazement came upon them all. And they began talking with one another, saying, "What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the news about him was spreading into every locality of the surrounding region. Then he got up and left the synagogue, and entered Simon's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to help her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and served them. Now while the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he was laying his hands on each one of them and healing them. Demons also were coming out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" And yet he was rebuking them and would not allow them to speak, because he knew that he was the Christ. Now when day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place. And the crowds were searching for him, and they came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must also preach the kingdom of God to the other cities, because I was sent for this purpose." So he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. James 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad. Greetings. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that person ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now the brother or sister of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position, but the rich person is to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat, and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So also the rich person in the midst of his pursuits will die out. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. No one is to say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it has run its course, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of his will, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. You know this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Now everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for a man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not just hearers who deceive themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of freedom, and has continued in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an active doer, this person will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this person's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Proverbs 17:19-28. One who loves wrongdoing loves strife. One who makes his doorway high seeks destruction. One who has a crooked mind finds nothing good. And one who is corrupted in his language falls into evil. He who fathers a fool does so to his sorrow. And the father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked person accepts a bribe from an inside pocket, to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is in the presence of one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is grief to his father, and bitterness to her who gave birth to him. It is also not good to fine the righteous, nor to strike the noble for their uprightness. One who withholds his words has knowledge, and one who has a cool spirit is a person of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is considered prudent. Psalm 118:1-18. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is everlasting. Let Israel say, his mercy is everlasting. Oh, let the house of Aaron say, his mercy is everlasting. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy is everlasting. From my distress I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and put me in an open space. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in noble men. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I will certainly fend them off. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I will certainly fend them off. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished like a fire of thorn bushes. In the name of the Lord, I will certainly fend them off. You pushed me violently, so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord performs valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord performs valiantly. I will not die, but live, and tell of the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not turned me over to death.